Fun.
The first part is the hardest part, because how do you start a podcast? You know?
I don't know. I've never heard one in my life.
Yeah, you're a podcast virgin. I don't think there's many people podcast. That have been on a podcast before they've ever listened to a podcast.
Well, I'm first, and I'm hosting, too, with...
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, take 10.
it's like awkward, kind of the start, you know.
Oh, that's a perfect intro right there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like right, awkward, we'll kind of the start. Yeah,
you're listening to the Split Screeners podcast. My name's Steven.
I'm Ben,
and yeah, this is episode one of, you know, a show that is mostly about gaming. You know, we'll throw some other stuff in there. You'll have some.
Before we get into that, though, you know, I just want to say, this is supposed to be a this is supposed to be an uncensored podcast.
It's not supposed to be an uncensored. It is an uncensored
podcast. It is, but
there will be swears, so if that's not your thing, then, you know, you have to censor it yourself. So, you know, I don't know how you just press pause or wear headphones. That works, too. That way you're the only one hearing us say bad words.
I was going to say, or stop listening, and I realized it's probably not a good thing to encourage.
Yeah, so the first rule of Split Screeners podcast is don't listen to Split Screeners podcast.
Because,
Yeah, so, you know, we're a gaming podcast, and, you know, we're going to be covering mostly gaming things and related things and whatnot to that, but...
Some random topics, too.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have some random things in there.
Because I'm up to date with news, for the most part. And eventually we may have some guests, you know, personal friends, gaming friends, or listener call-ins.
Yeah.
It's you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, because I listen to podcasts all the time. And
I've never listened to one in my life.
Yeah. I listen to them when I'm driving to work. I listen to them at work. And, you know, it's the nice thing about podcasts is that you don't have to, like, you know, if you're watching a movie or a video on YouTube, right, you're sitting down and you're watching it and you can't really do anything else because then you're not watching it. But the podcast is nice, though, because, you know, you can listen to it and
you hear it,
you know, other things.
Yeah. But it's fairly interactive, too, right? Like, we'll take questions from you guys and requests, maybe.
Yep.
Nothing too extreme. We don't swing that way. Sorry.
Yeah, this isn't a phone call service, if you know what I mean.
But I am single, so give me a call. Email for the number.
Not for long. We're going to be podcast
to the email.
Famous.
Yeah, but I'm not marrying the podcast.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So if you have, you know, questions or requests or things you want us to cover, you can email us at splitscreenerspodcast@gmail.com. And eventually we will have a website, or at least a blog to start with. And, you know, we hope to have
forums
where you can make an account and have conversations with other listeners. But
in the end, you know, we're evolving, so it's subject to change. Some or all aspects at its core. At its core, though, will be, you know, gaming podcast. Shit, son. We could start with, like, an intro, then.
Yeah, we should probably tell people who we are, because,
like,
if someone's listening to this, they're
like,
you know, oh, they're a gaming podcast. I don't even know who they are. Who are you people? So, yeah, my name's Steven. I'm 22. I'm from the great country of America, in the unbelievable, outstanding Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And, you know, I'm a video gamer, but, you know, I also have a life.
You lie. He has no life. You just told them all. You listen to podcasts all day long, and then you game the rest of the time.
I listen to podcasts, and then you're doing a podcast.
You know, yeah,
I'm out on dates. So, I play video
boring
games.
Date.
No. You know, we're normal.
I was your
people.
Date last night, sister. It was terrible. The guy just listened to podcasts the whole time. I didn't even know what to do.
I offered her an earbud. Okay, she could have listened with me. So I play mainly PS4. I do play PC occasionally. My PC right now is a work in progress because it's not all there yet. I'm having to upgrade stuff, but primarily PS4. I haven't played Xbox in a long time, very long time. So I'm not even gonna say I play it.
Okay, we're going to just cut off your intro there because they want to know who I am, obviously.
Yeah, well, let's hear where you're from.
I'm Ben, 22.
Cool. Sorry, next section.
Screw you. I am from the most well-educated country in the world, Canada, more specifically Ottawa in Canada, the capital. I play a little bit of video games. I don't know if you consider, like, all day, every day for, like, a week or two in a row a lot.
You know that. You're an ass.
I have no social life. I will not claim that.
That sounds smart.
Because I don't leave my apartment, like, only for work and stuff, so. I'm comfortable kicking noobs' asses on games.
Yeah.
I do play PS4 mainly as well. Ken, PC game. Played Xbox a couple years ago. It's fine. I can still kick butt on that. I like outdoor sports and games sometimes.
Do you like long walks on the beach?
What's a beach?
Okay, so
turtle beaches.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Okay, now I understand.
I only play a little bit of video games. But I know what turtle beaches are.
I like turtles.
I like turtles. So
tell them why we decided to start a podcast, Sherm.
Okay. Well, it was kind of a culmination of a bunch of different things.
Oh wait. Did we do that? Did they know our PSNs, or did we just give our names? Because I called you.
Yeah, you can add us on PSN. Mine's easier than most.
I want people to add mine, but I'll give them.
What else are they gonna do with it? Just hear it, listen to it. It's be like, oh, cool. Now I know it. If I ever want to just know it, I know it now. No, they can add us. I mean, you know, I just want to give you a fair warning.
It's Sherm 07.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, I just ignore friend requests. So, but you know, that might change. How about this? If you send me a message, because you can on the PS4, you can send a message with your friend request, right?
That's true. You say you're a listener.
Say you're a listener to the podcast, and I'll be happy to add you.
But it's only the first so many, because you can only have 100 friends, I think. So, first 50.
Is that today? I knew that was something for the PS3, but did they put that on the PS4?
I'm fairly certain. Yeah. I don't know. I like to keep my friend list to like 23, 25, but if people want to add me, it's Brokum16.
It's Brokum.
16.
Yep.
The numbers, not the letters.
Yep. And mine's just Sherm 07. So why we decided to start a podcast. So ultimately, like at the base root of it, it was one night and I was like, hey, Ben, you want to start a podcast? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, all right.
Sure thing, bro.
So here we are. We're starting a podcast. So I listen to podcasts a lot, as we've established and as Ben has emphasized in his about himself section. He talked about me. I just want to point that out. He was supposed to talk about himself, but I'm just so interesting that he talked about me in his section too.
Oh yeah, who cares about the Canadian, right?
Yeah, right. You know, I think podcasts have gotten so big over the last, I mean, they've been around for a while, right? I mean, you wouldn't know, but they've been around for a long time.
Almost as long as A-Tracks, I think. You know?
Not that
no?
long.
No? Not quite?
Probably not.
Not in the room computer? No guy just said, hey, I'm going to do a podcast.
I mean, he might have recorded his voice and then played it on a boombox on the beach.
But I mean, wouldn't you say a podcast is a child of the radio? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's essentially internet radio, you know?
Yeah.
Podcasts and, like, podcasting has gravitated towards gaming section in some sense. I mean, there are a lot of other podcasts out there. There's news podcasts, and any genre you can, if anything you can think of, there's a podcast for it. You know, cooking to politics. So, but I think
they stole the chicken and ran.
The president. I think.
All right, let's just go on. Yeah. Gaming news.
Yeah. All right, we'll go into gaming news.
Talking a bit about E3 stuff, which I hope most of you watched. Not going to lie, I watched some of it, not all of it.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it, but...
Too busy gaming.
Yeah.
In my social life.
E3 is always awesome, man. There's always so much stuff that comes out of there.
Yeah.
A lot of trailers for new games. I think one of the coolest things, and I think you'll agree with me on this, from E3 was the virtual reality shit.
Yeah, the HoloLens, I think, by Microsoft. There's another one by Sony, I think.
Morpheus, Project Morpheus.
Yeah, that alone makes me want to get that instead of the HoloLens.
Well, you have to get an Xbox if you're going to get the HoloLens.
Well, yeah, well, and Morpheus is off the Matrix, man, so if it's got Matrix as its root, you know it's going to be awesome. Yeah. Who the hell makes something the HoloLens?
They're actually surprisingly different from one another. So the Microsoft VR is not really VR. It's like augmented reality, kind of holographic. I guess it kind of is virtual reality in some sense, but it's you watch the video of it, right?
Yeah, with the Minecraft.
Yeah, like so.
It looked awesome.
Oh yeah, it looks crazy. Essentially, you know, like you take a table in your room, and you put on these you know goggles, and it reads the table as a, you know, interface, and it puts something on there, whatever you want. Like, they used Minecraft, you know, but you can do anything with it. I don't know. I read a lot of review people online from, like, you know, people who were there and some people who have had a chance to actually use them, saying that they're not all that they're hyped up to be, and that the video that they released to the public after E3.
I mean, even if they're not, they will get to that point. Like, soon, you know, just the point that we alone as people can make this shit, it's definitely going to get better and more towards that, you know what I mean? Just waiting for the Minority Report level of holograms.
Right, right. I think it's interesting, though, how they didn't go, like, you know what the Oculus Rift is, obviously, so.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as to why they went this way, because I feel like it'd be cooler to have a virtual reality, like, all around you, you know, like, you can't see your room.
Yeah, this is probably cheaper and more cost. Well, it's obviously going to be expensive, but it's probably cheaper to do and manufacture than the Oculus Rift. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because the Oculus Rift is like full immersion in the virtual reality, right? Essentially.
Right.
Whereas this is just the surface you're using. You can turn into the game, I think.
Yeah.
So it seems like this is just like cheaper to make and mass produce. And more affordable for gamers, you know, at a certain point.
I mean, you know, Microsoft and PlayStation are going to release them, and they're going to cost the same thing.
Canada costs $50 more here.
Actually, you never know anymore, because remember when the Xbox One, the PS4 came out? PS4 was $100 cheaper.
It was $50 more expensive. Yeah, but in Canada, they charge $50 more than in the U.S. prices, I'm saying.
I mean,
so you paid $400 for a PS4. I paid $450.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also live in.
I don't hold a grudge or anything, though.
Free country, you know.
So do I. Why don't you get your PS4 for free?
You report to the Queen.
God save the Queen.
Yeah. So Morpheus for PlayStation, that looks cool too. There's not a lot of stuff out on it yet, though. I couldn't find a lot. I mean, you know, basic principles of it are the same as the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who does the Oculus Rift, by the way?
Well,
who makes that?
It was Oculus Rift, but then they were bought by Facebook.
Oh. Yeah. Zuckerman's got it now.
I understand, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious now to everyone that virtual reality is the next big thing in gaming.
Well, we've seen that for a while, right? Like, there was that movie a few years ago, Gamer.
I know what you're talking about. Haven't seen it.
Yeah. But there's been a few movies anyways with stuff like that.
Oh yeah, there's been
animes that as well, like Sword Art Online, but which I suggest to you all the time to watch. Yeah, but you know,
I was just kind of giggling because you had to sneak that in there.
No, I didn't sneak it. I threw it, man.
Yeah. Facebook bought Oculus Rift, which is weird because I mean, what does Facebook have? Farmville, which isn't even owned by Facebook. Actually, I don't know if it's not or not. If it's owned by them,
you can now see the crops at your height. Yeah. You can see the character in Farmville.
Right.
That'd be sweet, but
I feel like that's really bad though that Facebook bought them because I hate Facebook. I can't stand Facebook.
I find it kind of boring, but it's a necessity for groups and activities that I do once in a while when I actually am social. You know,
yeah. I deleted my Facebook account recently just because I used it to you know communicate with old friends and. I don't know. It's too intrusive. It's gotten too intrusive. It wasn't always that way, but now it is.
Yeah. So, anyways, back to
E3. Yeah. On a little tangent there. A little one.
Anybody else play Star Wars Battlefront for the PS2, you know, number one or two?
Yeah.
Were they not sick?
Those were like, awesome.
Awesome game. And I know they've rebooted it, but I also hear that they've cut out a lot of the stuff they had, you know?
You watched a trailer for it, right?
Yes.
That was insane.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And I honestly couldn't say if I like it better than the old one without playing it first, you know what I mean?
Well, you got the whole nostalgic, you know, aspect to the old one. It's like playing, you know, Mario Kart on Nintendo. Everyone always goes Rainbow Road. You got to go Rainbow Road.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to go do an easy map.
Yeah.
Rainbow Road.
Luigi's castle or whatever. Not even Mario's castle. You had to go to shitty Luigi's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he couldn't even save the princess, so whatever.
Yeah.
But
he
could
jump higher than Mario, but anyways.
Mario's fat.
Yeah, Mario is fat. Yeah. Star Wars.
When does it come out again? Probably I think it comes out November 17th is what I'm seeing, yeah.
Yeah.
November 17th. So around the same time as the next Call of Duty, which, you know, is looking kind of iffy. Oh
God, Call of Duty. Don't get me started on that.
I think I should get you started on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Anybody who's played them, now, I started Modern Warfare 2. I know you started earlier than that, probably number one.
I didn't start. So I played 1, 2, and 3, but they were my brother's games. I really started playing on COD 4.
Yeah, and I played that, but offline, like not online competitive play. You know, where they're split-screening and cheating by screen-looking with my younger brother and my older brother, which was a blast, you know, because they have great peripherals now. But Modern Warfare 2, I'd have to say, would be my favorite Call of Duty, just in gameplay, you know, and how it was.
Are you talking campaign or multiplayer?
Multiplayer.
You didn't play COD 4 online.
No.
So it's kind of a bias.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Because for me, my favorite is COD 4, but that's just because I think it's safe to say the first Call of Duty you played was probably your favorite for online reason, you know, online gaming.
Yeah, which is why the next generation sucks, because they've played Advanced Warfare or Ghost or something stupid. It just seems they're throwing too much stuff into it that it's no longer about being skillful. They're just handicapping the good player,
you know,
with exos and stuff.
I think the decline started, at least just from my own experience, was with Black Ops 2.
I would agree with that.
Because Black Ops 1 was fun. It was fairly simple. They did add in, you know, more kill streaks and stuff, which was fine.
And Modern Warfare 3 was good, too.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 was good. ACR was a little overpowered, but...
they always have one.
Yeah, I know. The ACR was just ridiculous because it had no recoil whatsoever.
Modern Warfare 2, though, man, the UMP-45 was also overpowered. Yeah. Like, that thing would nail anyone.
Yeah. But yeah, Black Ops 2, I think, is when they just lost it, because there was just, especially, like, they didn't even try to gradually introduce things to you.
No, they just threw it in your face.
Black Ops was like, okay, I pick my gun, I pick my attachments, I pick my grenades, and, you know, my specials.
Yeah.
Perks, which up until this point has been in every single Call of Duty. Killstreaks was a little different, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Black Ops had assault, support, and that other one, right? Three different classes.
Supplies or something.
Yeah, it was the perk one where you could.
Oh yeah, yeah, perks yeah.
Kill streaks, But yeah. And then Black Ops 2 came out, and it was like it was like a great Oprah show. She was giving shit away that no one wants, you know.
Yeah. So, well, except for the noobs, you know, all the kids that not all kids are noobs, but I just mean all the fresh.
Well, it's the kids who played that as their first Call of Duty because
yeah, used that's
to
what
it.
I mean. Yeah.
But and then it just went downhill. Ghost was decent.
It was boring though. I didn't play the campaign on it. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I didn't play Black Ops 2 campaign either.
First game I had stopped playing the campaign.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. And the campaigns were pretty good. Like up to that point, like they were adding in some cool things, more interactive. You know, you could jump off helicopters, go rock climbing, to an extent, yeah. Which was neat.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, but Ghost I found very boring, just in the interactive like online play.
Right, and I mean. They did add. Ghost was the first one where they added search and rescue, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Search and rescue. My like, you know, opinion in search and rescue
was
so
it was
weird.
A cool concept.
I hated it at first.
Yeah,
then I really liked it, and then I started playing search and destroy again. And I was like, you know, I don't really want to play search and rescue again.
Yeah. I think the issue with Search and Rescue was that they didn't put a cap on how many times you could be revived. If they did it so that you got 1 second life if somebody revived you, that would have been cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even a Search and Destroy with two lives instead of one. That would make it very interesting. But instead, they just, you know, oh, you can keep on reviving these guys if you want.
If they don't get denied. It's basically, when I look back at it now, it's basically just like, you know, Team Deathmatch with Search and Destroy.
Yeah, because which wasn't fun at all.
9 times out of 10, you're going to get revived. And it's just like, it's Team Deathmatch with Search and Destroy. But the new Call of Duty, I watched a trailer for it, and I'm very disappointed. Because it looks like they just... I hated the EXO in Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to it now, but... If I had to choose whether having it in the next game or not having it, I'd say not have it. But I watched a trailer, and they had friggin' people running up walls and shit, and... Oh, man.
It's looking less and less like Call of Duty, where they give you a gun, some teammates, and you go, you have an objective, and you just use skill and strategy to win, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now it's just, oh, well, we're gonna make you be able to fly. It's almost Halo now, or beyond it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But Call of Duty, they're a successful franchise, and they still make money, so...
Well, and there's going to be the people that just buy it every year anyways, because that's what they do. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm... Yeah, me too. And all our friends are going to get it, too, just in the hope, the vain hope that it will be good.
Yeah, I'm looking right next to me. I have my video games stacked on a shelf, and I see Call of Duty 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up. So, of course, I'm going to get it, so...
Yeah.
I'm kind of pissed because I got Advanced Warfare digitally. So I don't so I might I might just print out the case label.
I was gonna say you can do that, make your own.
Yeah. I don't know.
You keep a chocolate in it for later, you know? Just you go to open it, play disc. Oh shit, there's no disc, but here's a chocolate.
That's 10 years old.
Tastes great.
So good.
I'm eating expired jelly beans today. They're delicious. They're gourmet ones.
That's gross. Fallout 4. Now
oh man.
I'm going to let you do the talking on this because I know this is going to piss a lot of people off, but I am not a Fallout fan. Well, it's not that I'm not a fan. It's just I haven't really gotten into it ever. So
that's fair enough. I started on New Vegas, Fallout New Vegas. I watched my younger brother play Fallout 3, and it is a really cool game. You know, there's a few alternate endings, you know. It's like Fable in that respect, except Fable's way older. If you ever played that for Xbox. But it's...
Yeah, I don't think so.
You never played Fable?
I don't think so, no.
You're missing out, bro.
Apparently.
Fable was worth it. It was cool. But anyway, no, I really enjoyed Fallout New Vegas, and I haven't watched a lot of the stuff on Fallout 4, but from what I can tell, it's going to be awesome. People who play Fallout have been waiting for this game for years.
Yeah, I mean, I go on Reddit all the time, and...
It's like, everywhere.
For like a solid like 2-3 days, every story was Fallout.
Yeah. No, people are really excited about this. Yeah. And I saw a meme on 9GAG, which we frequent all the time.
Yeah, 9GAG's awesome.
Yeah. It showed it was actually a GIF, I think, of this pretty chick and then this guy coming up, and above it says Game Award of the Year or Best Game of 2015. So that's the chick, and then over the guy's head is Star Wars Battlefront, and as he's walking towards her, Fallout 4 comes up and grabs the chick. Hey, what's up? Yeah. Steals away. Yeah. Game of the Year. So I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is it, post-apocalyptic?
Yeah. So the concept of Fallout is there's bunkers and stuff, and you're one of these people that spawns into a bunker, and there's different story modes. You can choose to go, like, bad or good, and then there's different factions.
Okay.
And then as you progress through the story, you know, you lean towards one, and you, based on the choices you make, kind of like in ESO, which we'll get to, it affects the outcome of the game. So there's a few different alternate endings depending on that, but you don't even have to end the game. Exactly. You can just go around the worlds and going, doing different things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. And is it Earth or is it?
It's Earth after a nuclear attack, essentially. Sorry. I forgot. Yeah. It's post-apocalyptic, yeah. Like nuclear fallout. So you've got all these mutated creatures and stuff. And
wait. Is that why they call it Fallout?
Yes, it is. Alternate reality. It's a different reality, bro.
Apparently.
Different dimension, okay?
Apparently. Yeah. Well, I might get it. I don't know. It depends. We'll see. I'll probably screen watch you playing it.
If I get it, yeah. I'm the same as you. I might get it. It depends.
Because you can watch all the trailers and listen to people talking about it online all you want, but I usually wait like at least a month before... I mean, for certain games, some games that I, you know.
Well, yeah, or we'll have friends in our groups, you know, that have gotten it and play it, and we can give their opinion after like a week or a couple days of playing, and they'll tell us, you know, man, it's worth it. I think you'll like it, or dude, it's shit.
One game that I bought, I pre-ordered, and I rarely pre-order games.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
What I pre-ordered. A shit show. Man,
the night of the launch.
That was, oh man, that was just painful. So
yeah, I don't, how many, like, I assume there's a lot of people, because that's a work night too, right? Monday to Tuesday night, or school night in some cases for some people. And for people to stay up, like, just, I can't say at my age, I'm only 22, but for, like, anyone in our age group, you know, you don't want to stay up.
No.
Later than you have to on a night, you know?
Especially when you have work the next morning or school.
Well, exactly, because you don't want to be tired at work. You want to get home from work and then play your games, you know?
I feel like if I was in school, I wouldn't have cared as much.
Well, yeah, because it's just a bit of class or something, you know?
When you're working, it's not fun being tired.
You have to work.
Yeah, so Ben and I decided to pre-order the game and stay up.
Stay up till the midnight.
Yeah, we stayed up. So midnight... You know, and this is the first time I pre-ordered a game on PlayStation, so it was pretty cool. So
it's also the first time that I have been at a midnight release. Well, in my own apartment, because you know, first time I've had a midnight release.
Right.
I have a snapshot of it at 30 seconds before I can enter the game.
I do too. Midnight strikes. Game unlocks itself, because we can pre-download it before. Game unlocks itself. I press launch. Game starts up. You know, I'm getting all excited. I hear the Elder Scrolls music. Just, you know, get me amped, right?
All giggles from here on, yeah.
If I was tired at that point, then I was wide awake. I was like, all right, let's go. So you hit play online, and then you get all these errors. And, I mean, to make a long story short, like any other MMO that's ever been released, the launch of it failed because the servers crashed because of the, you know...
They didn't expect the traffic.
Right.
Like, what are we...
I was reading something. I don't know if it's reliable or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. They said like 2 million people went to play at the midnight release.
On just the North American server or they only had the 2 mega servers, right?
It was 1 mega server.
The European ones was up. That's right.
The
European
ones was up. And the American one, well, the North American one, which includes Canada and
U.S.
U.S.,
can't even remember.
It was just down. Like,
yeah.
So, and I think who coined the term? Was it you or me?
Somewhere on, I think it was on the Twitter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You read it on the Twitter, and then we just started using it.
I was sending nasty tweets to Elder Scrolls. And I saw someone's comment on one of their posts saying, you know, oh, we understand that you know, Elder Scrolls Online, North American mega servers are down. We're working to solve, blah, blah, blah. The top comment was, you should have called it Elder Scrolls Offline.
Nobody could get online for this shit.
And then we came up with Tamriel Limited.
No, I think that was another comment.
Was it? I remember you said it, so maybe you saw it.
But you, after you read it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I was pretty pissed off and tired at that point.
Yeah, it's 1:30 a.m. by now, by the way. Yeah. We stayed up an hour and a half for this.
Yeah.
And then we said, screw it, we'll play it the next day.
Which
also sucked,
because we couldn't get back on.
It still had issues with the server. Yeah. Oh, man. Worst launch I've ever been to.
Yeah. Well, but that being said, the launch sucked. But like I said, most MMOs have this issue when they're, you know, just launching. I mean, I played World of Warcraft for a little bit. I don't know much about the game. I have like a level 30-something character. I'm just starting to get into it, kind of. But every other MMO that I've heard, that I've seen come out in my lifetime, I've seen people complaining about servers crashing. That being said, Elder Scrolls Online, now that it's working, and we've played it for, what, like a week, 2 weeks?
Three weeks. Maybe three. June 9th is the launch.
Amazing. And I know there's a lot
it
of
is
people
phenomenal.
Hate it because they're saying, like, people who play MMOs all the time, like WoWheads and, you know, all those other people are calling it a fake MMO and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, okay, but I enjoy it, so I'm going to play it.
But that's because they're comparing it directly to it, right?
Yeah.
And sure, it's got a lot of the stuff, but you can't compare it to Skyrim and games like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of separate, even though it shares the same story stuff.
Well, Skyrim wasn't an MMO. Skyrim was single
true,
player.
True.
But I okay, so we both, fair disclosure, you know, full disclosure, Ben and I both played Skyrim. Or you didn't play Skyrim. I played Skyrim like so much. Ben never played Skyrim ever.
That's right. I've seen it played. Right. I've watched a few people play, but I've never played it.
I'm one of those people that put in countless hours. They bought the friggin' dictionary
and
size.
He still claims to have a social life.
I do things, okay? Elder Scrolls Online is essentially like most MMOs. You have a bunch of different races.
Alliances, first off.
There's three alliances. And then within those alliances, there's eight or nine? Eight, if you don't count Imperial?
Yeah, I think so. Nine count Imperial races. Yeah,
races, and then within those races, you have classes and whatnot. So it's
class
really
type, yeah, character type.
Customize. And the character customization is, they didn't hold back. It was like Skyrim. You know, you have everything. You can change everything.
You know, the one thing that's always sucked about character customization, they always leave base undergarments on it. I never understood why.
Well, because,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean, but there's no reason for them not to do that.
There's no reason for them to. It's extra programming, isn't it? Oh, well, maybe not. I guess you don't have to put a lot of detail then.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, I have a level 40? I think it's 40.
Yeah, you're 40. You haven't reached 41 yet. I'm counting.
I'm close. 40, Nightblade Assassin.
Under the Eldemiri Dominion, which is one of the alliances.
We're Wood Elves.
Yeah.
And what do you have?
I'm the same class set and everything, so I'm a Wood Elf as well, Assassin, but I'm a level 36, almost 37.
That's not as good.
Yeah, because I was away for a weekend at my parents'.
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Yes, yeah, I shouldn't have. They didn't even know I was coming. I shouldn't have surprised them. I should have just canceled the ticket and told my sister, never mind, don't pick me up. I got a new game I got to play. But I'm a good son and brother, so I didn't.
Yeah.
And I end up falling behind this guy.
Yeah, I played it.
Who has no social life,
oh
apparently.
My God. Yeah.
But
so,
even though I have a social life, even though I claim not to.
You brought up to me again. Wait. Time out. Let's point out here, okay? There was that weekend, and yeah, I got ahead of you, and then you caught up to me again.
Really
so,
fast.
Yeah, really fast. So, and then I took the lead. It's we're bouncing back and forth.
As he bounces.
I have a social.
I'm dead. Not really. Dude, I get off work before you. I get off work about 3 hours before you.
What do you do? So,
I nap.
Exactly.
Other than the days that I play Elder Scrolls until, you know, like 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I eat somewhere in there, I think. I can't remember.
So, Elder Scrolls, that game, so it's all questing, essentially. You do, the majority of it you're going to spend questing, for the beginning part. And I'd say once you hit level, like, 15 is probably a good, I mean, yeah, 15 is probably a good rank to hit before you start doing group dungeons. And group dungeons are fun. It's four, it's like any other, it's like an MMO in the sense that, you know, it's dungeon raiding. So you have group bosses and then a final boss. I mean, I know with WoW you can take a shit ton of people. I think you can, right? You can have multiple people.
I think for groups in the dungeons, you can do groups of four.
Yeah,
I think
but
for
I
the dungeons.
WoW with my buddy, and we had more than four people. I don't know.
I don't know about WoW. I only play Warcraft offline. Yeah. Oh, you talk about it, it just won't be accurate, and people get pissed at us, you know?
World of Warcraft is a card game for Apple computers, and you play it with a joystick. So, Elder Scrolls, the questing is the majority of it. Eventually, if you guys have Elder Scrolls, you got to play campaign, because...
Oh, man.
We started doing that.
Should we divulge our strategy? It's beautiful.
It is unbelievable.
And we did get caught by somebody who was doing it before, so.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yes, it was.
So, campaign, just a quick little overview, is literally like open warfare. There's, to be honest, I don't know.
Against the three alliances.
Yeah, it's all three alliances. I don't know how many people can hold that server, each server can hold, but I've seen like 50 on 50 battles at one part of the map.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's different servers for each campaign mode. You can choose different campaigns.
Yeah.
Just to get clarify
that. I don't
know
how many people can be on each. Because it does fill up. We've seen it full. So essentially, you're taking castles. You start with two. Each alliance starts with like a two, you know, an east wing and a west wing main hub. And then as you spread out.
Spawning.
Yeah. You pick up castles. And they have, like, siege weapons and...
You have to physically break down the walls to get into the castles if they're enemy-owned. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So what Ben and I have been doing is...
Because to stick with our class type and how we wanted to play
assassins.
The game. Yeah. So we typically set up an assassin's, like, way of killing people on their way to these castles.
Yeah.
So you want to explain that with the abilities?
Yeah, so we'll go behind the castle... that we're working on, and we'll pick up people that are going from the back, the enemy castle, to send reinforcements to the castle that's under attack.
Or guys just spawning out.
Yeah. And
sucks for them.
If you go into crouch, you go invisible, and we recently found out that when you go invisible, you literally go invisible.
For enemy teammates. You can see each other because you're in hidden mode. Other.
If you're in the same alliance, you can see us crouching. But if anyone else that's not in our alliance can't see us, so...
Based off proximity or if you attack. Yeah. So if they step on top of you, essentially, for the most part, they will detect you and they can see you. But if you're like 5 feet away, they can't detect you.
They don't see you until
you're invisible.
They run into you, literally.
Yeah.
So we've just been sitting on like tops of rocks... overlooking and just picking,
opposite sides of the road,
picking people off one by one. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's we so just wait fun. For if there's a group, you know, we'll wait for there's one guy lagging behind and we'll attack him, gang up on him, then we'll go invisible again, so they'll run back and they won't find us because we're invisible.
we were scouting, we were crouched or whatever, and there was a guy. I found an enemy that looked like he wasn't playing. He was in
the
his
guy.
Bag.
The guy is standing on top of a cut log, like a tree stump, out in the middle of a meadow.
In the middle of a meadow, just standing there, not doing anything.
So Shroom goes, broke him, there's a guy over here, come on. And as soon as he said that, and we're about to attack, right before we pulled our bowstrings, I'm like thinking, man, this is kind of fishy. They're probably doing what we're doing. So sure enough, we attack.
Like three people appear around him.
That were invisible.
And you killed us.
You try and run in this game, man. I don't know how it is, but when enemies are running from me when I'm trying to shoot them, they got fast legs, man. It's like they're Usain Bolt.
Why? Because our skill line is for evasion.
Not running away like cowards.
Well, you know, we don't have any, because I've seen a lot of people use, like, when I'm trying to run away, I get rooted.
Someone's using a spell or something that slows me down or roots me. Yeah, I understand that.
So we don't have any of those.
Yeah, long story short, though, they creamed us. We were just talking about that earlier in the day, man. I wonder if there's anybody on the enemy team doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and we actually were trying to do decoys. Like, one of us would go visible so people could see us, and we'd try to get one person to kind of go after us.
Well, and then we had one of our friends with us, too, after that. So we had three of us, which was better. It's better odds. So we were
trying to have the better.
Yeah.
Anyone can go invisible, too, if you go crouch. It's not dependent on your class. We're just going role-playing mode because we're assassins.
Dude, we had guys that we keep on killing every time they ran out the gate towards us.
That's the best part, too. They just keep coming back for more. Oh, man.
That catches us up to where we're at. We could talk a bit about Minecraft.
Minecraft, yes. Yes. Yes.
You know,
Minecraft.
Sherm introduced me to this game a little while ago.
You've been playing it for, what, at least, what?
5 months?
At least, yeah. I was going to say half a year.
Yeah, probably now. It's almost the anniversary.
It's crazy, Ben, because I started playing Minecraft when it was, what was it? It was
created.
Either in dev or I think it might have been alpha. I don't remember. I think it was the first alpha version that came out. So that was a long time ago before you know, the hunger bar. There's no nether. Like, it literally, it was you built a house, you mined things, and you survived. That's all there was.
Oh, man.
And you got in at a time, I mean,
where
now
everything is available.
It's confusing now, man. I had a tough time.
There is so much stuff. Yeah. All the mods you can do and
different
crafting styles. Oh, mods are awesome.
But I feel like I sound like an old person, too, by saying, like, there's so much stuff. Because I'm sure there's kids out there that pick up Minecraft and they're like, oh, yeah, the end portal. You just got to get the ender eggs and the ender eyes and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, what? I'm like, I'm gonna just put some TNT under your house and hit this lever here. Call it a day.
To which they just craft it in a second again because
they're.
However,
kids, Minecraft has turned into a very, very high percentage of little kids playing, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but
I know of ones that purposely torture villagers in the towns, which sounds hilarious, but it's kind of sadistic at the same time.
That's why they put them there. They're for trading, right? And they're like, oh, if you give me 10 emeralds, I'll give you a seed. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Is this freaking Jack and the Beanstalk?
Diamond sword.
Take me to the world of the giants and the clouds.
Oh, man. Oh.
But yeah, so I definitely played Minecraft for a while after I got it. Until essentially Elder Scrolls came out. You know? You still played a bit.
I go through swings, as you know, because I'll be like, one day I'll be like, oh, I just want to play Minecraft, and I'll play it for like...
Because you feel like building shit.
Yeah. And then the next day, Ben will text me and be like, hey, you want to play some Minecraft on the server? And I'm like, yeah, no.
To which I respond, screw you.
Yeah.
Go play offline.
Yeah.
Send me the world file, damn it. Yeah.
But you liking Minecraft?
I'm loving it.
I remember the YouTube channel and the videos I watched that got me into Minecraft. And I don't know if you guys know of this person or not, but his original name was JX23. And then, you know, he had to switch his name for some reason or another. And then now it's JXEX23. So it went from J, the letter X, 23, to JEX23. Essentially the same thing, but he made a Minecraft series on YouTube. He was one of the first people after CNanners. I know you don't know much about this, Ben, but...
No, I don't know all these forefather stuff.
Yeah, CNanners was really one of the first YouTubers to cover Minecraft. I didn't even see it on his channel. I saw it through JX because he was making Call of Duty videos at the time. So I was always watching his Call of Duty videos. And he made a Minecraft video, and I watched the first 10 minutes of a 20-minute episode, and before the episode even ended, I had bought the game. Because back then, it was only like $4.
Yeah.
So it wasn't...
It's like 30 now, 25.
It's like 20, 26.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew. So, and it was like, I grew with it. So I, it was easier for me to pick up on things. And then I stopped playing, you know, when I went to college, I didn't play as much and the game kind of got away from me, but I just, you know, when I showed it to Ben, I was like, this is awesome, man. Cause I get to, it's kind of like, you know, secondhand experiencing it for the first time through Ben.
Vicariously living through me. Yeah. Well, and it's right up my alley. Cause I like anything where you get to make stuff or create things or just explore, you know, adventure. I'm a multi gamer essentially, you know, I play any platform if it's available and play outside, whatever. I'll play tag with you if you ask me to, you know. Laser tag, man. I'm going to do that next week, I think.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. You know, I've been loving it. And I like woodworking, too, in real life. So, you know, like I have some carpentry experience. And so I like making things. So this is definitely my kind of game. Why don't we go on to
the challenge section?
Challenges. Seeing as this is our first episode, obviously, nobody sent us a challenge yet, except maybe a friend or two. But we're going to go with the one that we have here.
One word story. Yeah, so before we get to that, if you guys want to send us a challenge for the challenge section, just send it in through an email, splitscreenerspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want, you know, it would help us to see it if you put challenge in the subject line.
So that'd be very convenient.
It'd be good. You guys can send in challenges for us, but you know, first episode, we don't have a challenge from you guys yet, so kind of disappointed in you, but you know, whatever.
I mean, like, come on, guys, you should be on top of this.
We did some talking before we started recording. We were like, what can we do for a challenge? And we were thinking, you know, different things and whatnot, and we came up with one word story. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to tell you a story and we're going to alternate every other word.
Yep.
So, I don't know how this is going to go. It's going to be interesting. If there's people in the room with you that you don't want them to hear swears or anything remotely
inappropriate
or inappropriate,
you should. There may be a lot of innuendo.
So, just to give you a heads up, this is going to be not safe for work, most likely, knowing us.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You want to kick her off?
Sure. Once
there
was
20
piglets
who
fucked.
No. Shit. Okay. Sorry. And
grew
to
be
outstanding.
Porn
watchers
who
always
licked
the
ice cream
sandwich
the wrong. Oh, that's two words. The damn it, I lose. All right, the wrong is totally one word.
No, it's not.
I just wonder what those 20 piglets were doing.
I've got some questions for those piglets. let's give it another go. I'll start this one.
Okay.
Triangles
give
the
midgets
a
hard
time
with
circular. I knew you were going to go there with that. Damn it. All right, I lost that one. Oh, God. All right.
One more time. My turn.
Yep.
Canada
sucks. All right. Next section.
Oh, screw you. I'll America
is
fat. That's it.
Canada
done.
Is fat. All right.
No, we said America.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought the word was Canada.
Well, Canada's fat, too, in comparison to America. I think they're both very fat continent. Well, it's one continent, but countries, you know?
Yeah.
You could really consider if Canada is called North America, doesn't that make you guys South America?
No.
Because you're underneath
We're
us?
America. You're North of America. You're North of America.
Oh, you're Central America. So you need to already, no, you're
not
Central.
Central. We're not Southern.
You're in the middle.
We're
you're
America.
Central America.
We are America.
Central.
We're not Central.
Well, we're North, and you have South America under you. That makes you Central America.
We're just American.
You guys are some primitive kids.
Oh,
boy.
There's a pigeon on my veranda, my balcony, I mean. I should hit it with the broom.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, I'll do that after. Sorry.
All right. So off to the next section, funny news.
We each have a couple of stories to share, which we have not told each other.
Yeah, we're both in the blue for each other's stories.
So, you do one first, and I'll do one, then you okay. do one, and I'll do the last one.
All right. Ohio theater accidentally shows horror movie instead of Disney film. Parents and children settled into their seats for a new animated Disney film got a quick jolt when a horror movie came onto the Southwest Ohio screen instead.
Sorry. Had to.
Reports that a projectionist accidentally played Insidious Chapter 3 instead of Inside Out.
Oh, man.
A mother
the
wrote
children.
About the incident on the newspaper's Facebook page, saying her children were scared, and she and the other adults scooped up their kids and left. The newspaper reports that a manager who declined to be identified says the parents got an apology and an upgrade pass to see Disney Pixar movie in 3D. Oh man. The cinema site calls the Insidious movie a chilling prequel with violence and frightening images.
Can you imagine? The only thing I could think worse of that is if it showed an adult movie. Disney. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. That would be horrible. That is terrible. Those poor children probably have nightmares. Okay. So I've got one for you that is simple stupidity.
Yep.
This is Australia.
Okay.
And it's called Dangerous Denim. Skinny jeans. Health or hazard. An Australian woman, 35 years old. Australian woman spent 4 days in the hospital after her skinny jeans cut off the blood supply to her calf muscles and caused her to collapse. The 35-year-old woman spent the day helping relatives move to a new home in Adelaide and had noticed they were somewhat tight. That's a quote. Consultant neurologist Professor Thomas Kimber told radio station. Oh, and I guess skinny jeans tend to be, Kimber said, adding that the woman had spent the day squatting down and cleaning out cupboards.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Those are the wrong kind of pants to do squats in, you know?
Yeah.
As she walked home through a park later that night, her feet became increasingly weak to the point where she fell, he added. She eventually managed to crawl to the side of the road and hailed a taxi to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Medical staff were forced to cut the tight jeans from her legs because they couldn't remove them any other way. Oh, man.
Oh, like, wow.
She's suffered compression of two major nerves, which really sucks, but at the same time, she's developed a leg weakness from this. How, like, skinny, what are you doing, lady?
Oh, man.
All
right, I got a story here.
Okay.
German robbers chased away by shopkeeper wielding vacuum cleaner. This is news too. Like this isn't old news. This happened on Wednesday, June 24th.
Man.
A German shop assistant in a late night convenience store chased away two armed robbers demanding money with the hose of a vacuum cleaner she was using to clean her shop in Berlin's. I don't know how to pronounce that area, Berlin, whatever district. One of the two would be robbers was brandishing a pistol and demanded she turned over the money from her cash register in the attempted robbery.
Nothing scarier than a woman with a vacuum.
But police said the woman, 59, stormed toward the duo and aimed her hose attachment of her switched-on vacuum cleaner at them. They fled without the loot, Berlin police said in a statement.
Please don't.
She's a crazy, batshit crazy woman with a fucking vacuum cleaner. Speaking German, and this isn't there's no offense to German, but German language, it always sounds like you're yelling, you know?
Yeah.
It's like yelling.
Well, you do know that English is a Germanic language, meaning we've got all the cuz and
it's an aggressive language. That's smart.
You're English. Well, we're the most well educated country in the world,
apparently.
You know.
But like sprechen Sie Deutsch, you know, like sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Stackerichen. Oh, man. Okay, this one I've got for you.
Yep.
You like this. Winnipeg, this is in Canada, by the way. You'll love this. It's not my province, but this happened on the 22nd.
Man did not say sorry. Wow.
No, they apologized for this. Winnipeg police apologized for cop CD chatter over helicopter loudspeaker. So, police in Winnipeg, Canada apologized after officers on helicopter patrol Monday evening unintentionally broadcast their candid conversation over loudspeakers they flew over the city's West End neighborhood.
Oh, God.
Locals told Canada's Global News that it sounded as if the conversation, which included expletives and sexual language, was taking place right behind them. Sounds like these cops are talking right behind them. Winnipeg resident Randy Armstrong was outside with her husband when the helicopter hovered by. She told the reporters that she heard one officer ask, "Can you give me a blowjob?"
Oh, my God.
Another officer replied, "You have too much body hair." The lady wants the officer's discipline. Here's some Twitter stuffs. Does the hashtag Winnipeg Chopper realize the entire West End can hear their convo about blowjobs right now? And then the Winnipeg police, please accept our sincerest apologies for last night's conversation that was broadcast. Hashtag whoops.
I guess that's the only thing you can say after that.
They explained that somebody had inadvertently activated the aircraft's public address system.
Oh, man. All right. So if you guys have questions and comments, now, fair warning, this is our first episode. So, you know, we don't know what we're doing yet.
Feeling
so,
this out, yeah. Obviously.
So we have no idea what we're doing, literally.
We're getting there.
We are. And
I feel like I got a good feel for what a podcast is now. Look, this is my first one I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is the first one I've ever been on, and same with you. So, look, if you're listening to this like a year from now, that means we made it big, you know? That means you're listening to episode one because there's like 200 episodes or whatever.
Whether it's a show, you know, worst podcast ever,
yeah,
or, you know, greatest beginners.
Who knows? But yeah. And if you're listening to this and there's only two episodes and this came out a year ago, that means we didn't do it anymore. But
thank you for listening.
But we are going to be putting out an episode every Friday, hopefully.
And we're gonna I would just like to apologize for any obscenities or anything crude that I may have said. So as a Canadian, sorry. Yeah. Hey.
I did not say anything bad that I wouldn't take back. So unfuck you.
That's America and Canada. Feeling the stereotypes, you know. Sorry and fuck you.
Yeah. So episode one, obviously it's not going to be, you know, as professional, I guess you could say, as some of the other alternatives you can listen to. But look, we're learning and it's going to get better each time. Don't worry about that. And if you have
any
questions,
negative feedback too.
Yeah. Send us your negative feedback and we'll delete it without opening it. So,
damn it, Sherm, you fucked up again.
If you have questions or comments or you'd like to submit an idea for a challenge for us to do in the next podcast, and remember, it's got to be something that is good for audio only because, you know, it can't be like video, like something that we'd have to film. It's just if you have something like audio, like a one word story, kind of like we did today. If you have any, you know, that stuff you want to send to us, you can email us at splitscreenerspodcast@gmail.com, and you'll be able to find all of our links in the description below the podcast.
There is none right now.
There is none because
there'll be an email
podcast yet because we're still recording it. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed, and we will see you in the next episode next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it, and peace out, bitches.
Bye, guys. We
Nothing scarier than a woman with a vacuum.